There's a great need for wisdom in our time, I would say. We have loads of knowledge. We've advanced in our understanding of science and medicine and technology. It's given us access to greater knowledge than ever before, and yet we have things like the internet where we can go and find just about anything that we are looking for. We can process information and data all day long if we want. It's all at our fingertips. And yet, despite all of this, we seem to be less happy, more anxious, and have less peace in our lives. It's not enough to have information and knowledge. Perhaps sometimes we are better when we know less. If you think of a child, don't they often seem to remain happy and content, even when they have very little control over what happens in their life? In our first reading, we heard about wisdom. Wisdom is the perfection of prudence, and whoever for her sake keeps vigil shall quickly be free from care. Wisdom is also one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, which we receive in our baptism and more so in our confirmation. It perfects the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Wisdom helps us properly prioritize our lives. When we are granted wisdom or make use of it, we come to see events and circumstances through the eyes of God. Now, because of this higher way of seeing reality, we can enter into a greater trust and confidence in God's providential care for us. And this allows us to act in a proper way in each situation based on the circumstances we find ourselves in. And this can keep us from falling into fear and acting out of fear and anxiety and anger or making poor decisions because of these things. We can act prudently, which is taking the proper action given as circumstances, and instead of being guided by more worldly concerns or the short-term consequences, we are able to take into account the eternal perspective. What is good to lead us towards doing God's will and deeper union with God? Now, the wise virgins act from wisdom, and the foolish act from a more worldly perspective. It makes all the difference in what their final end is. In the current climate we find ourselves in, we need to act from a place of wisdom. Each of us has access to the spiritual gifts through our baptism, through our confirmation. Now we need to begin to apply those in our lives. Examining a few of our older brothers and sisters in the faith may help us to trust that it is possible to live this way. And not only possible, but these gifts are readily available to us. The saints were people just like us. They faced situations like calling on God's grace and divine assistance. And the Lord never puts us in a situation where he does not also give us the tools to deal with what is in front of us. So I'm going to talk about a few saints. St. Charles Borromeo from the 16th century. His feast was this week. He was a cardinal in the church, Archbishop of Milan, which is in northern Italy. He was appointed at a very young age, but he spent himself tirelessly for the conversion of his clergy, who were kind of lackluster at the time. The people of his diocese, he called them out to conversion. He crisscrossed his diocese walking and riding a donkey, going different places, trying to minister to his people. He was tireless in bringing reform and renewal after the church had gone through the Protestant Reformation. He led by example. During the time when there was a great plague in that part of Italy, and famine as well, which killed tens of thousands of people, he had his priests go out into the public squares and say Mass so that people could be comforted and know that God was with them, despite the challenges they were facing. When the local government fled and went off into the countryside to avoid contracting the diseases that were spreading, he took care of the inhabitants and enlisted the local superiors of the religious orders that were in the area to help care for the suffering that were suffering from famine and plague. He organized the daily feeding of 60 to 70,000 people on a daily basis, bankrupting himself, even going into debt, opening his own home to those who were in need. He saw this as the Lord inviting him to take decisive action in caring for the people entrusted to him. Indeed, he acted from wisdom that comes from God. His acts were prudent not from a worldly perspective, but from the eternal one. Another saint, Saint Maria Goretti, 20th century. A young girl, 11 years old, she was approached by a young man who tried to force himself upon her. She refused, saying it was a sin and that God would not want it. As a result, out of anger, her attacker stabbed her repeatedly with a knife. After being brought to the hospital and undergoing an unsuccessful surgery, she died. But not before forgiving her attacker and praying that he would make it to heaven someday. This small child was able to forgive the man who tried to take her chastity and who dealt her mortal wounds. An eternal perspective, wisdom from God, applied not by based on some learning or knowledge that comes from school, but coming from a profound love of God and neighbor, a childlike detachment from vengeance and retaliation. Can we come to emulate this freedom in front of great tragedy and understand her witness to forgiveness? Can we let go of the hurts that have come to us from others in order to convert them, to remain free ourselves? This is truly a divine act. Saint Damian of Molokai, 19th century. A priest, he went to a remote Pacific island to minister to the lepers. He entered into their poverty and pulled their souls back from the brink of despair. Many people in those hopeless situations were getting into all kinds of vices, different things that were putting their souls at risk. Father Damian entered into the brokenness and ministered to their bodily and spiritual needs, eventually contracting the disease himself and dying at the age of 49. An eternal perspective, to labor among the souls whose bodies are literally rotting away and dealing with their deep suffering and despair. Can we allow ourselves to enter into the lives of the people around us, or will we choose to turn a cold shoulder to those in need? Finally, St. Gianna of Mola, 20th century, wife, mother, and physician. During her final pregnancy, she had an operation to remove a tumor from her uterus and gave birth to a healthy baby girl who would one day become a doctor herself. The doctors had recommended that she have a hysterectomy, which would have ended the pregnancy, obviously. Gianna chose to give life to her child and hope for the best for herself. Complications led to her death shortly after giving birth. She firmly chose to put her life at risk in order to bring forth life. She was only 39 years old. A worldly wisdom would have said, "What a waste, what a waste of great talent." But God's wisdom says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Entrusting me with your life and the lives of your husband and your children, I will bless you." Can we come to believe and see that there are some principles and truths that are worth giving our life for? Often the world tells us such extreme sacrifices are not worth making. There are other ways, it says. There are other easier options. Why not preserve your life for some future possibility? But divine wisdom says, there is now, in this moment, a good that is at stake. I offer my life to God and give him freedom to do as he wishes. An eternal perspective. The trials we undergo on behalf of the salvation of souls make no worldly sense in many times when we look at them. But when we see that each person, every single person, is an eternal soul, can we ask ourselves, what am I doing about it? Do I act upon these truths? Or is the ungodliness of the people around us taken as an excuse to write them off? What are we willing to undergo for the salvation of souls? Do we welcome God's promptings, or do we hide from him and remain aloof from anything that is uncomfortable? The wisdom of the world is different than the wisdom of the saints. In the beginning of life, the two paths may seem to lie along the same road, but the further we go in life, the more these two wisdoms diverge, and their path seems to go in different directions. We cannot do both. Which will we choose? We can't straddle the divide, and the longer we try to do so, the more dissatisfied and uncomfortable we become. In the midst of this pandemic and the election and our own personal struggles, we have a choice to make. Will we follow Christ, the path that is trod by the saints before us, or will we remain focused on the narrative and the wisdom which the world offers to us? We must choose. God will not force us, but if we truly want to find peace, joy, and happiness, we must follow the saints and have the eternal perspective to live by the wisdom of God. The choice is ours.